outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Of who you are. You are a mighty God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. You saw this day, Heavenly Father, from the very foundation of the world. You blessed it, Heavenly Father, that we may lift you up in spirit as well as in truth. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you and high, for truly you're worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bale, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us as we stream live as well. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the 16th chapter, and the 24th verse. The Gospel of Matthew, the 16th chapter, and the 24th verse, where we find these words which are recorded. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Thank you. You may be seated. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I want to use our topic this morning, developing a Christ-likeness. Developing a Christ-likeness. One of the things that I contemplated as we continue the theme, as we continue to talk about discipleship, which is a compound word which says that it is one word with two meanings, or one meaning, or two words with one meaning. It literally reveals something about the relationship, the kinship, and the attitude that we have not only in the world, but the attitude that we have with one another. When I thought about this word, developing a Christ-likeness, that word developing means to grow or growing.
and becoming more mature or advancing in our daily life. As we grow older, we grow mature. So I was once young, but now I'm old. I'm wearing glasses, no hair. That afro is gone. We're no longer young anymore, but we are maturing. The grading we wear suggests that this is a process going on here. And there is a process as Christians. Christians mean we are Christ-like, and there is a process of growing in our relationship with the Lord. You can't call yourself a Christian if you're not growing. Because if we are Christian, which implies we are Christ-like, we have some attributes or some likeness that must resemble the one who we say we worship. How are we growing, and how are we maturing, and how are we advancing in our daily walk as Christian? If we are Christian, are we as believers demonstrating that Christ-like attitude? These questions invite us into meaningful reflection, not just about what we do, but who we are becoming. Growth in Christ-likeness is not an accident. It is a choice made daily, a journey marked by intentional steps of faith, surrendering, and obedience. In other words, we ought to be growing. We've been in the church for 50 years. We shouldn't be babes in Christ anymore. Pastors say, I'm not giving you milk anymore. I'm giving you meat. And so if the pastor's giving you meat, you need to be in your word determining whether the pastor is giving you sound biblical doctrine. Because how do you know what I'm saying if you don't know God's word? Thank you. God's word. So we as Christians, if we are to be Christ-like, we ought to have a relationship with the one whom we say we are walking with. Is anybody walking with the Lord today? My brothers and sisters, just like a plant or a tree reaches towards the sun to flourish or to grow, so too must we adapt our hearts towards those examples and teaching of Christ. If we are to strive to grow spiritually, we need to be beyond first base. So many times we get on first base and that's where we stay. We're saved, we're baptized, we're full of the Holy Spirit, and that's where we stop. But there's second base and there's third base, and Lord, no, we all want to get, thank you. We all want to get home, but in our journey to second base, there should be some growth and some maturing. There should be some ways and some ministries that we're demonstrating in our life that say who we are in our walk with the Lord. So like a tree and plants grow and reach toward the sun for nourishment, there should be some refreshment within us. When the word of God is expounded, you should be growing from what you're receiving. Because this is fertilizer. It is plant food for you to hear so that you can grow in your daily walk with the Lord. You do know a plant and a tree won't grow without nourishment. And so if you are not being fed, how in the world can you grow? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so what the Lord is simply saying, I am feeding you with sound biblical doctrine, but the question is, are you hearing it? Now, I know why you said it, Lord. He said, I need you to echo my word louder so they can hear it. I need you to echo my word so that they can't say they don't understand it. Echo my word so that they will know who I am. So I'm amplifying. In other words, I'm raising the tone so that you will know who I am, so that there will not be no mistake. So the Lord is simply saying, do you love me more than these, Peter? Last week, we talked about understanding God's purpose and God's plan for our life. And each one of us have a purpose, but God has a plan. That plan has been designed from the very foundation of the world. That plan was established before you and I even were brought here. And yet, we have a plan and a purpose. And we ask the question, have you ever asked God, what is your purpose in life? We were just talking a few moments ago about how old we're getting. And I shared with them, when you get over 70, you know there are more days behind you than there are days ahead of you. So if you know you are past the age of 70, you need to be soundly knowing where your destiny is. You shouldn't be guessing. Your attitude should be different when you know there's less time ahead of you than days behind you. My brothers and sisters, Christ is speaking to our heart. And this morning, we want to continue to discover our Christian walk as believers. And how Jesus' desire for us is to look like him spiritually. We're so caught up in the color scheme. But Jesus said, I need you to look like me spiritually. How do we, as believers, develop our Christ-likeness? As we aspire to be like Christ, as we just aspire to Christ-likeness, is one of our heart's desires is to set our heart on the highest standards as believers, to mirror the characteristics or the character of love and holiness of Christ. For believers, the call to be like Christ is not merely a spiritual identity, but a central purpose birthed into the fabric of our Christian faith and our daily life. There's something about being a Christian that should make us look uniquely different than that of the world. Our pursuit shapes every aspect of our spiritual growth, ethic behavior, and our relationship with each other, reflecting the transformative power of God's grace at work in our life. There should be some difference in the way we are from the time we were birthed in Christ to where we are today. There should be some spiritual growing attitude that raises us up even though we don't quite get it. But there should be some transformative power of the grace of God manifesting itself, working in our life and through our life so that we can have a relationship and a kinship with one another. Because when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see King Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. The victory is in Christ. It is not about our attributes. It is not about our academia. It is not about how brilliant we think we are. It is not about our fame, our fortune, or our money. It is about Christ. He paid it all. All to him. Christian, we've got to start acting just like Christ, who was a servant. He who knew no sin became our sin, surrendered and came down.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
I can feel the power of God moving. Is all over this place. It's moving all over this place. The atmosphere is shifting.
It's shifting
in this place.